This morning, I went on a run in the hills of Palos Verdes. When I got to the halfway point, I saw a stocky woman with a beige hat. I nodded, smiled, said, "How you doing?" She said, "Good morning." That was that. 14 years ago, I would have panicked. What do I say? Do I smile or look away? What if she asks a question? Do I answer it? That's etiquette. It's hard to quantify and harder to learn. So I've decided to learn it. The parts of American etiquette that I feel I missed out on because I was an immigrant kid. This is Beginner. If you're starting with this episode, go back and start from the beginning.
Okay, Mama, what are we doing right now?
Making my bed.
And how are you going to make the bed? Can you explain what you just did?
The way I do it every day.
In episode one, my boyfriend Sammy joked.
She did an episode on making the bed.
Sobbing is like, you're not going to sound.
You're going to only include that stuff on the, I know you. I'm just making good tape.
But the weird thing is that making a bed or knowing which fork to use or nodding the right way at a stranger, those are subtle indicators of belonging. Those are more important than learning to ride a bike or knowing every pop culture reference.
I'm going to pick up my pillows. Okay. And then fold my quilt. And then I'm going to use, it's a different way of making a bed. Like, I don't make it American way, you know.
Yeah, but explain. So do what you're doing, and then you can explain as you go.
I always use this quilted spread kind of a thing to use as my top sheet. I have never made use the loose sheet on the top.
And then you're tucking this top comforter thing that you have into the bed, so you sleep on top of this.
Yes,
because you know Americans sleep inside the loose sheet. So they go under it.
I know. Then I use another quilt on the top.
How did your mom make the bed?
Oh, they had totally different kind of, you know, like stuff over there in their times, you know. They have different kinds of beds, you know. They used to make those quilts, you know, the homemade quilts, you know. That's what they used to use, you know.
But did they have layers of sheets?
Not really. Just one sheet on the top of that kind of thick kind of a mattress they used to make at home with pure raw cotton, you know. They had their agricultural lands, you know, so they used to get cotton from there. And there were guys who used to come to our house every winter, like, and my mom used to get it made. And then she used to use the sheets, cotton sheets on the top of that.
But etiquette doesn't end at learning one or two things. If I learn how to make a bed, there's knowing the difference between this fork and that fork. If I learn to use my utensils the right way, there's when to smile at a stranger. If I learn to smile at the right times, there is how to swirl my glass of wine. The line is constantly moving. And I'm always catching up. Do you want to open up the bag of ingredients?
Is this the entire bag?
This episode of Beginner was brought to you by HelloFresh. I ordered the 3-meal plan for my family.
Ready.
Cut tomatoes into quarters, mince garlic. Okay, I know how to mince garlic because I learned that from Gordon Ramsay because I watched a video. So I'm going to do that.
Okay. And turns out my little brother Issa is quite the chef.
How do the professional chefs do it? They're like that, right?
Yeah, but don't put your... Yeah, that's perfect.
So if you're like me and are having trouble meal planning, try HelloFresh.
I said, let's get our tomato on.
The potatoes are finally done.
Let's get our tomato on.
Okay, Ozzy, what are you eating?
The mozzarella chicken thing that we cooked.
And what are your thoughts?
The tomatoes are really good.
But you don't even like tomatoes.
I know. And surprisingly, they're actually good.
Use the promo code BEGINNER30. Have you been to a brewery before?
No, this is my first time ever. Yeah. I've seen a lot of pictures and stuff. And this looks exactly like, you know, I imagined.
Can you describe it?
So these wooden barrels and these huge tanks over there, steel tanks.
I'm at Smog City Brewing Company in LA with my dad, and we're both about to learn about alcohol. Beer, to be specific. Is it possible to get like a flight of beers?
Yep. So you can choose just up to five.
Okay.
Five that you want. And you can let me know if you have like questions.
Okay. And then what if I have you choose like your five favorite beers? Is that okay?
Yeah, I can do most popular or my favorites. Is there anything that you don't like personally?
I'm okay with everything. Is there anything that you don't like?
No, I'm totally inexperienced about this, so no.
Yeah, so you can pick awesome. You can pick whichever ones you like. Alcohol was always a weird part of American etiquette for me and my family. Part of that comes from being from a Muslim country. No one talks about alcohol, even the people who secretly drink it.
You guys match up the trees, our logos. They'll all be in order and everything will line up and have fun.
Amazing. Thank you. Alcohol's even funnier because it feels sometimes like I'm learning alongside my parents instead of them teaching me. Sometimes I'm teaching them.
This tasted just like regular beer.
And that's, you want to describe the color of that one?
So it's like olive oil. Looks like a very olive sage, light sage, greenish. Just the regular color of a normal beer. That's it.
I'll try it. Which one's your favorite so far?
So this is just the most, the chocolatey, the dark stout. Chocolate.
The stout. This is the stout.
This is the stout.
Yeah, it goes, this is the porter. Coffee porter. The coffee.
Not the chocolate, I'm sorry. I meant coffee.
Yeah.
Very, very nice coffee flavor.
So what exposure did you have to like alcohol? What was your first exposure actually? What was your first experience with it?
Why are you asking those secrets? That's supposed to be a secret. Remain a secret.
No, it goes in the podcast.
No, of course I had. My first exposure was in Pakistan. Like all normal young teenage boys, we were all fascinated with, trying out alcohol and stuff. So I don't remember the exact moment. I have this recollection that there was plenty of exposure to alcohol in Pakistan.
Yeah. Where were people getting the alcohol from?
Bootleggers at the time, they'd come home and provide you. All you needed was to just call them, and they'd come home and deliver.
When you moved here, though, did you feel like there was an etiquette around alcohol that you didn't know, like whether it was wine or beer or hard liquor?
Definitely, yes. When I went to the bar and when most of us went to the bar, that was the most difficult time. Buying liquor or beer at the grocery store was no big deal, right? I mean, you picked up a 6-pack or a 12-pack or a bottle of whiskey, no big deal. But yeah, just like ordering food at a restaurant, boy, you would have nightmares of what you're gonna ask the bartender. I mean, how do they do these drinks, what do I order, So the only thing we knew back, the only term we knew, and I'm honestly talking about all of us, my age guys, was scotch on the rocks. Seriously, and I hardly even knew what that particular term meant, Scotch on the rocks, I didn't know,
So were you drinking a bunch of scotch on the rocks then? Because that's like really intense.
I never ordered, I was not into, I would just ask for a Michelob or, I was not into hard liquor back then, not even now.
Like, I felt like I didn't have any exposure to alcohol. And so, like, people would be like, rum and coke, please. Or gin and tonic. And I'd be like, I don't know what to say. Like,
I had no idea what a margarita was. The most common thing, And now that I'm talking about it, yeah, I later learned. And then I would always ask for a margarita, Yeah, I think by the time I had my wine experiences and that kind of experiences, I had become much more open to accepting that I don't know these things and that I don't care.
But I feel like that sense of entitlement you don't have. Like, I feel like people who are born here have that sense of entitlement, like, from the beginning. That's the tricky thing about etiquette. It's not always about knowing. Sometimes it's about taking permission to not know. Entitlement.
Grew into it. Yeah. Like I said, I was much older.
Yeah.
And by that time, I didn't care.
But aren't there still situations where you kind of feel like, oh, wait, like, let me watch what they're doing? Like, I feel like all my American friends, like my white friends and my American friends born here, even from other ethnic backgrounds, like their sense of entitlement about this stuff was much greater. Like, they, I had to learn entitlement. Like, I had to learn that me saying I don't know is okay, or me joking and being like, oh, like, do I swirl this glass around? You know, like, making a joke out of it was, like, a learned thing. But for them, it was, like, just, they just did it. They're like, oh, yeah, I don't know anything about beer. And I would be like, oh, he's allowed to say that, but I'm not. You know, I have to somehow know these things.
Yeah, and I can totally relate with those experiences. I felt that up until I was, like, 30 some odd.
But there are still new situations where I don't feel that entitlement, where I feel the burden of having to know. Like the other day, Sammy and I went to our friend's house, their parents' age, and we were totally in awe of them. As soon as they opened the door, they greeted us with warm hugs. And then the next question they asked us was, what do you want to drink? What do I want to drink? What are my options? Can I get a menu? Can you translate it for me? I looked at Sammy, and Sammy looked at me, and our friends looked at me, and I just looked up to the heavens. And then someone said, I'm having a scotch on the rocks. I seized the moment. I'll have the same. This episode of Beginner was produced by me, Misha Youssef. Special thanks to my mom, dad, brother, and Smog City Brewing Company.